Infertility is a global reproductive health crisis that affects many, especially married couples. Infertile couples are socially stigmatized and in some cases excluded from leadership roles in their communities. Throughout the years, infertility has been blamed on both spiritual and health-related ailments. In some instances, couples who desire to know their fertility status engage in multiple sex. Often, women who find themselves in such situations carry the stigma of childlessness. Radio Ghana's Nasira Vaga in this special report questions if childbirth is the sole responsibility of women.
It is the hope and expectation of couples and families to hear the cry of a baby after a year or two of marriage. Families become concerned when expectations are not immediately met. Affected couples then begin to worry when the possibility of infertility is mentioned. Some marriage counselors have cited infertility as a major cause of divorce and marital instability. When infertility becomes a reality, women are the most affected. Some suffer in the hands of in-laws and stigma from friends and families. In many cases, women who are not able to have children are left to their fate. Divorce becomes the first option for many men, while in some instances, polygamy is encouraged as a solution to the childless marriage. Interestingly, some Ghanaians believe witchcraft is the cause and prayer the answer to childlessness.
If you married and then your wife cannot bring forth child, it is blamed that it is the wife's fault. Witches can also cause infertility. The devil doesn't want to see people getting married.
The male is always ready for giving the prayer and also solving according to one's faith.
I believe prayers can help, because if black powers can cause it, prayers can also help.
Because it's a woman who carries the baby, so the moment you can't carry a baby, then automatically you are infertile.
Because they want to achieve their aim, maybe to complete their education. So some of them, when they get pregnant, along the way, they try to abort.
Traditional and religious caregivers tell women to guarantee their pregnancy by praying. Childless couples are regarded by society as immature, a disgrace, and an embarrassment. Even now in traditional societies, women who cannot become pregnant attribute their state to witchcraft. A victim, Mabna, shares her story.
I was with this man for so many years, and I couldn't achieve pregnancy. After leaving him, I was able to. According to doctors, they condemned me that my kids are blocked, I can't give birth. God being so good, when I met another man, I've been able to give birth. I think somebody somewhere worked me. I went through a lot. I have invested all my resources. Now, what to keep is a problem. So I cried for one solid week. And I think God being so good, that month I had my miracle.
In our African setting, delay in the signs of pregnancy by the woman is often unacceptable. The women go to the caregivers in panic and make frantic efforts to rid themselves of the witch's kiss. A traditionalist, Nana Kweku Bunsam, agrees witchcraft can cause barrenness.
So many things can cause infertility, like somebody is there and then you know that this person, when he grows, she becomes celebrity. Maybe he's a lady. Maybe you want to give birth. That's why you let the person to get his happiness. They can even do to spread that thing spiritually so that when he grows, he can never give birth. And Nana Kweku Bunsam, my belief in their ancestors and the gods, of course, Kofi Powers. My belief is, when somebody have that problem, when they come to me to consult, I'm going to consult Kofi Powers. He's going to show me some leaves, some things that I have to do, rituals and sacrifices. Somebody can even lock his abode. So wherever your womb, you cannot give birth. Any baby that is appear your womb, it can disappear. Somebody can even see the pregnant. They go to the hospital. The first time they do the test, they say you will be pregnant. Whereby later on, you go to the hospital, the doctor say, I didn't see nothing. So all these things, the witchcraft can do it. The spirit Kofi can catch them specifically, and they converse. They just converse. Not I myself gonna talk. He himself gonna talk and say any bad thing he do it. The witches, maybe they can even take the spirit that God give it to you and give you the bad spirit.
Christians believe in the power of prayer. However, Reverend Rose Yamwa of the Assemblies of God Church says although prayer helps, couples should seek medical attention.
Doctors are created by God. It is God that gives them that wisdom. Of course, at times, this thing can be caused by spiritual or something, but it's not everything. That does not mean that prayer cannot solve it, but you need to see your doctor. We believe that when you are sick, you can go to the doctor and also seek prayer from your pastor. It's not everything that is caused by the witch. It's lack of knowledge that causes people just to tie people at the prayer camp.
Both men and women suffer the social effects of childlessness. Ghana is considered a pronatalist society, in other words, a society that desires and believes in procreation. The pressure to have one's own children is real, and couples should bear in mind that making babies is a shared responsibility. A gynecologist, Dr. Michael McCarthy, attests to this.
Fertility is a situation where a couple is not able to achieve a pregnancy after about 1 year of unprotected intercourse. The fact is to either be from the male partner or from the female partner. About 50% of the infertility issues are caused by male factor issues. The sperm not being adequate in terms of number or quality, the sperm not moving adequately, and the sperm being abnormal in shape. Or sometimes you have even the situation where there are no sperm at all, even though there may be some fluid coming out during intercourse. So the male factor is extremely important. We always check the male factor as well. And in fact, that is one of the first tests that we would want to carry out. About half of the cases will be from female factors. You can't achieve pregnancy alone. There always needs to be two partners. Female factors are also very important. There were a number of places where the problem could be. That could be in the uterus, could be in the fallopian tube, it could be in the ovary. It's really a shared responsibility. We find from our investigations that a lot of the time the male factor is either the biggest problem or a significant contributor to the problem. It is an issue of the couple. It's not an issue of one person. One person cannot get pregnant. Well, you need a cooperation of the two. Anything that can affect the male sperm production and anything that can affect the female factors are risk factors, especially transmitted infections in both male and female.
Dr. McCarthy advised couples to go for counseling while seeking medical attention.
When it comes to infertility, we need to visit the hospital. We need to find the cause. Where is the problem? Is it from the sperm? Is it from the tube? Is it from the ovulation? Is it from their relationship and so on? And then address the specific area where challenges are found. We need to have some counseling to be able to cope with the situation. Infertility is quite an emotional problem as well. And so counseling of the couple is also very important. And I would encourage couples to seek early help and early assistance.
Gender advocate Esinama Hiadome disagrees with the notion that women should be blamed for infertility.
I think that it is all about socialization and how perceived issues, the research that have been done. A lot of people are not aware. We go to the community level, we go to the rural areas. People are not even aware of them. Some of the researchers are pointing to the fact that even the panties that the men wear can generate that problem, which they are not aware. Because the perception, the moment a man can get erection, he can impregnate. We must all play a role there. And also our cultural practices that point out to the fact or that make people think that women are the cause. Women must not be blamed for that, because the sad aspect, the same men who might be accusing the women that they are the problem, when it's time to go to hospital, they'll tell you, oh, I get erection, I have sex with you, so there's no problem with me. And they are not able to go to the hospital, even check what the challenges are. So I think that women must not be blamed and never be blamed for that. Yes, I am not saying that all fertility are not the cause of women. It could be the men or it could be the women. Because of this pressure society puts on the women, that is why these women go to churches, prayer camps, to seek interventions, and they go and go through all the abuses that we see today. It's long overdue to stop the issue of blame game on the women.
Childlessness is not all about the woman, since men also have a role to play in childbearing. Doctors advise that couples avoid charlatans and seek proper medical care when faced with a childless marriage situation.